Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen.
Amen.
Some months ago, I went with my grandchildren to see the Disney film Frozen 2, and for 90 minutes we were spellbound by Elsa's quest to find deeper meaning to her life. And as she hears the call of a mysterious siren, her agonising over whether to follow this call is captured in the soundtrack. I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I'm afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you. I won't spoil the end of the film, but I was surprised by how the theme of vocation ran through a thread through this narrative. And of course, today is Easter 4, but it's also Vocation Sunday. And we're tasked with thinking again about this unwieldy, untamable notion that God has called us, is calling us and will call us. There are plenty of ways that our readings today help us to think vocationally. We may reflect on the call of the Good Shepherd and our response as his beloved sheep. We might consider our place within the flock and asking what it means for us to follow faithfully as we seek and share pasture. Yet, I'm struck by Peter's exhortation to Christian slaves, trapped so unjustly in a life of servitude and subjugation. If vocation is about finding oneself, about being free, then how can a life of slavery offer a way to live vocationally? Peter's advice to those slaves is to accept the authority of a harsh master, and that causes me some internal conflict. And yet his advice comes to fruition as the chapter concludes. Vocation is rooted not in worldly freedom or self-discovery, but in the woundedness of Christ crucified, who embraces our pain and takes it upon himself so that we might gather like sheep around their shepherd. Enslavement in today's world has many guises. We're alert to the reality of modern-day slavery, unseen yet on our doorsteps. We might know the pain of being enslaved by addiction, or destruction or destructive behaviour, or an abusive relationship. One enslavement might be as painfully simple as being trapped by expectation or the circumstances of day-to-day survival, as we give everything we have to keep the show on the road. How might we see sparks of vocation within the darkness of slavery? Well, quite late on, I came to get to know some of the music of Leonard Cohen. But when facing vocational pain in my own life, I found some comfort in his album, You Want It Darker. The lyrics of the title track say something about a deep and unbearable wrestling with God. They are, if you are the dealer, I am out of the game. If you are the healer, it means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. How many times have these prayers been cried out in the privacy of our own hearts? God, am I in or not? Is my brokenness worth anything? Why don't you answer me? Heal me, glorify me. If we have asked these dark questions, then we're not alone. Through scripture and tradition, good and holy men and women have wrestled with the same doubts. Cohen is the latest in the long line of those who wrestle with God. And then in the chorus of the song comes resolution. It's a kind of prayer of sorts. It's a Jewish word, hinenai, which Cohen sings. And hinenai means here I am. A Hebrew word spoken in the scriptures by Moses and Abraham and Samuel and Isaiah, all responding to their own vocational darkness. Cohen offers a glimpse of hope, a life-changing opportunity to respond to God from even the darkest of places. Hinenai, he challenges us to say. In Frozen 2, Elsa's costly moment of Hinenai is acted with and for her people. Our own vocational wrestling is done in community, with others and for others. The Good Shepherd of John 10 is the same Christ crucified of 1 Peter, the broken shepherd who bears the scars of his own vocation and who calls us to follow him, together into new pasture. there is an antidote to the world's suffering, the work of the wounded Christ, enacted by good, compassionate, gorgeous men and women who are courageous and committed to bringing about change and justice. Hard questions are a good place to start. They deepen our awareness and name our fears. Answers take time to emerge, and yet they are rarely beyond our grasp. In the end, we find that it is not so much about doing as simply being, steadfast and faithful, in darkness and in light. With Elsa, Peter, Cohen and Christ, we say, Hineni, here I am ready, use me. Amen.